The Yeshiva Gedolah of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
During Elul and Tishrei, until after Sukkot, we say in the daily tefillahs, the Kapitel Tehillim, Mizmor Chof Zayin, which begins, the David Hashem Ori, Yishi, Mimi Iro, Ma'oz Chayai, Mimi Avchot. David HaMelech said as follows. To David, Hashem is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? Hashem is the strength of my life. Who shall I be afraid of? This evening I'd like to dwell upon the first few words which David HaMelech said. Le David Hashem Ori, that to David HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my light, and therefore who shall I fear? What does it mean that he is my light? There are many interpretations into what is meant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a light, and these interpretations are all true, but one is deeper than the other. Let's go through a few of them this evening. The Pi Pshuta, the simple sense is the nature of man when he sits in the night time and he has no light. He's in the darkness and he cannot see around himself. He becomes afraid. He becomes afraid from the Eina Yodua, from the unknown. He doesn't know what is lurking in the darkness. And therefore, he waits. He waits for the morning. Kishemanim haboker. Once the morning comes, there is dawn, and the sun starts to light up the world, so then his pachad, his fear goes away. Similarly, when a person is in this world, the Chazal say, is vemel alaylo, is like nighttime, darkness, and a person doesn't know what is lurking, and therefore he's afraid. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the light of hope. And this light of hope, tikva, this is a great enlightening to him. And therefore, Mimi Iro, the David Hashem Ori, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my light. He lights up the darkness of this world where I have some hope. And therefore, Mimi Iro, who shall I fear? This is the simple meaning. There's a deeper meaning. And that is that when a person is walking in the darkness, not only that he's afraid of the unknown, but if he's traveling and it becomes dark, actually we don't always experience darkness, because even at night there are street lights, the lights in the houses for driving, so we have the lights of the car, and even if you go out into the country you have the moonlight and the stars, which all give us lights. But if a person would be on a moonless night where it's very dark, there's the unknown, but he doesn't know which way to go. Should he go straight? If someone is stuck in the country late at night, should he go straight? Should he go to the right? Should he go to the left? And he's a person who's like wandering and lost in a desert. And not only doesn't know which direction to take, but he has to be very careful, because if he turns to the right, he might walk off a cliff. If he turns to the left, he can walk into a ditch or drive into a ditch. If he goes astray, he might end up where there are gangsters and crooks. If he goes in another area, he might end up where there are wild animals. Once the light comes, though, now he's settled. He can see where the road is. He can see where the field is. He can see where the mountain is, where the cliff is, and where the forest, where the bush is. And now he can go bishalom without any fear. So the David HaMelech said, the David Hashem Ori Mimi Iro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my light. What does this mean? The Midrash says, on this pasuk in Midrash Hechatov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael a Torah, and the Torah is their light. And the Torah lights up for them all of the drachim, all of the roads. It's clearly marked. They are clearly marked. Should he go straight? Should he stop? Should he go to the right? Should he go to the left? And all of the danger signs are there. And this is what David HaMelech said. The Medrash brings as follows. Kach Omar David, Bosi Lechalal Es HaShabbos, when I want to desecrate the Shabbos, Heiru Li HaTorah, the Torah is a light to me. As it states, Shomer Hashem HaShabbos Lekatshoi, the Torah is a signpost. And it says, guard Shabbos, do not desecrate it, sanctify it. Bosi Li Naif, if I want to have an immoral relationship, Heiru Li HaTorah, the Torah lights up the signpost for me. And it states that such a relationship is forbidden. On every facet of life, the Torah clearly lights up the way for me to tell me which way to go, which way not to go, where are dangers lurking, where is it safe. This is what is meant, the David Hashem Ori to David, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Torah is my light. Mimi Ira, and therefore, why should I fear? Now, this explanation is a Dover Nifle, is very, very profound. Because a person in this world is like a person lost at sea. Lost at sea, even in a dark night. And he doesn't know. He's put into this world, and he doesn't know which way to go. He doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know what is good for him and what is not good for himself. And therefore, he's a wanderer. How much would a person pay to have a book which would give him all of the answers to the problems and difficulties of life? How much would a person pay to have a map which would tell him exactly which roads to take during the course of life and which roads would not? We have enormous difficulties during a lifetime. But how many of those difficulties come to us because of bad decisions or wrong decisions? And had we made the right decisions, we would have been potter, we would have freed ourselves from all of that sorrow. And how many of those right decisions could we have found had we listened to the Torah? The world today is a churban. It is one great mess. All from one end of the world to the other. With sicknesses and plagues and violence and so on. But this source, does this HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings, or does this man bring upon himself? And if man brings upon himself, they're from his actions. He could have avoided those actions. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the world a book which tells him exactly what to do. 613 mitzvahs. What to do and what not to do. There's a pasuk in Mishlei which the pasuk states, this is in Mishlei Dalet, pasuk Dalet. Shlema HaMelech said, King Solomon said, Bayereini Bayomeli. The Torah teaches and says to me, Yismach Dvorai Libecho, Shmo Mitzvosai Vechye. My words will support and sustain your heart. Guard my mitzvahs and you will live. Shlema HaMelech says the Torah shouts out and sings and says to me, Yismach Dvarai Libecho, my words will support and sustain your heart. Guard Shemor Mitzvesai, guard my mitzvahs, Vechye, and you will live. The Maral brings on that posuk in the beginning of the Siva Torah. He says the heart is the source of the life of man. And what this posuk is telling us, that the Shmira of the Torah Hakdosha, when one guards the ways of the Torah, this will sustain and support the man and give him life. Because the Torah supports the entire universe. The Chazal tell us in the Medrash and Medrash Rabbah Bereishis, Mabit HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'oraisa U'bora Alma. First HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah many centuries before the creation of the world. Then he looked into the Torah, and from the Torah he created the universe. Because the universe is structured in accordance to the Torah. And this is what the Chazal meant when they said that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, he went to all of the nations. And no one wanted his Torah. And finally Yisrael accepted it. So when he created the world and he said on the end of the creation, on the sixth day, Yom HaShishi, there was an extra hay. And he said, this sixth day is linked to another sixth day, the sixth day of Sivan, when I will ask Israel to accept my Torah. And if they accept my Torah, then the universe can be supported and sustained. If they will not accept my Torah, then all of my Maisa Bereishis, all of my works of the creation, will revert to nothingness. Because the Torah sustains and is the foundation of the world. And the Maral asks something very interesting. He says, the Torah, what is it called? It's not called a chokhmah, a sefer of wisdom, a book of wisdom. It's not called a history book. It's not called a book of stories. It's not called a book of religion. What is it called? It's called Torah. He says, that identification, that description is not found by anything else in the world. Torah. And why is that? The word Torah comes from the posuk at the end of Mishpatim, Perachov Dalet Posuk Yud Beis, where the posuk states, Vayema Hashem el Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Alei Eli Ho'ora, come up to the mountain. to me, veheye shom, and stay there. Ve'etna locha es luchei so even, and I will give you the tablets of stone, v'hatorah, and the Torah, v'hamitzvah, and the mitzvahs, asher kosafti lahorosam, which I have written lahorosam. The Torah comes from the word horah. Horah means to guide, to show the way, to teach. Because no other wisdom and no other book can guide a person through this world and even into the next world. Only the Torah. This is why it's called Torah, and this is its purpose in this world. The Gemara in Ervin, in Omer Aleph, brings Omer Bishuv and Levi. Hamahalek b'derech ve'ein lei levayo. If a person is walking on a journey, but he has no one to go with, what should he do? What is the problem? The problem is the Gemara says that when a person goes out of the city, out of the yishuv, he should not go alone. Because kol hadrochim becheskes sakono. When you go out of the settled places of the world, then there's danger. This is why they were masakin tefilas haderech. We have the prayer of tefilas haderech when we go out of the yishuv. And therefore he should always go with someone. What happens if he has no one to go with him? So the Bishul ben Levi said, Yasek b'Torah. Then he should study Torah on the way, because King Solomon, Shlema HaMelech, said in Mishle, Ki Livi Yaschenu, because the Torah is an escort of grace and love. Now, what does that mean? So he explains as follows. The main part of the creation, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave his main existence to, is those places which are settled by people. Not the desert, and not the sea, and not the forests. And therefore, when you go out from there, from these places, you need a shmira. You need something to guard you. And therefore, you should go with someone. Should take part of the issue, part of the settlement with you. But if you have no one to go with, then if you take the Torah with you, then it's as if you have never left the heart of the creation. Because the Torah is the kiyum, is the sustenance and the support for the very creation. It's the pillar on which the creation stands on. So therefore, David HaMelech said that Hashem Ori Mimi Iro. He is my light. His Torah is my light. It lights up the way that I should walk in this world. It tells me exactly what to do and when to do it and what not to do and when not to do it. And this is what David HaMelech said in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Yutes, Pasuk Kuf Hei. This is where David was praising, he was praising the Torah. And he praised the Torah with all of the letters of the alphabet. And he praised the Torah by saying, Ner leragli dvorecha, the or l'nisivosi, that the Torah is a candle to the way I walk, and it is a light to my path. Oh, now we can ask a question here. David HaMelech said, the David Hashem Ori, it's my light, or Sheli. And the same thing he said, Ner l'ragli, it is a light for my feet, or the Sivosi, for my path. generally there's not a limitation to light. So why is it a light for me and not for others? So on that, the Medrash tells us as follows. B'nei Shiva Elam, Odom Madlik Asaner B'Paltin Shalai. Generally, when a person lights a candle in his palace or in his house, he cannot say that this light will light for that person, but I don't want that it to be a light for other people who I do not like. When you light a candle, you light a light, everybody has benefit from it. But this is not so with Hashem, because we see Kfar also came to Mitzrayim. In Egypt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought darkness to the Egyptians by the plague and light to Klal Yisrael. It says Leirol Ish Es Ochiv, one man did not see his brother, Ulechol B'nei Yisrael Hoyo Or, and there was light to the whole B'nei Yisrael. And the same it states, Vashem Helich Livnehem Yemam, Vayor Es Alayla, Vayia Onan Cheshich. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, he was a light to Klal Yisrael and darkness to the Egyptians. So the same thing with the Torah. The Torah is a light to those who have accepted it, and to those who commit themselves to it, and to those who study it. But to those who have not accepted it, then it's not a light. And therefore David HaMelech said that L'David Hashem Ori, it is a light for me, for Klal Yisrael. And this is what the Chazal say, Sod Hashem Li Re'ov. The Torah reveals her secrets to those who fear Hashem. So this is a second interpretation in L'David Hashem Ori. David said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my light, Mimi Iro, who do I have to fear? Because the Torah lights up the world for us to tell us exactly which way to go and which way not to go. There's another interpretation which goes even deeper, and that is, generally we understand that light is something which allows us to see. For example, if we're looking at something and it's dark, if we turn a light on, so it casts an aura, and now we're able to see it, which we weren't before. But the light itself does not have anything in it. It just shines from far away and lights up what we want to see. We also have what lights up our mind. For example, if we're studying something and we were confused before, and we come to a solution, so it's as if something lit up our minds, where we understand what we did before. But this is a light which is based on a comparison, as if I saw something now that I did not see before. But this is not the entire truth. The truth is that the physical light, which comes from the sun, and that's what gives light into the world, and this is the source of all light in the world, that is a Dovish Yesh B'mamish. That has qualities in it, and it has many powers in it. And not that it's just casting an aura on something which enables me to see. For example, the light has heat in it. The light has powers in it which enables trees to grow and plants to grow. It has all types of vitamins or nutrients that people need to live by. And scientists have only discovered very little of that as of now. And it wasn't long ago when physicists discovered, and this is went into what was called quantum physics, that generally we would assume that if you turn on a light, you can see. If you turn off the light, everything remains exactly the same, except you cannot see it. Nothing has changed. The only thing that has changed is what I can see or what I cannot see. So in other words, the light was totally external and didn't have any external effects on what the reality was. But not long ago, in quantum physics, they came to a theory not like that, because of many proofs. But the light doesn't just allow me to see the reality, but it actually creates a reality and changes a reality. That means that when the light is on, I am seeing a certain reality. When you remove the light, it's not the same reality, except I cannot see it, but the reality has changed, which means that light adds to the physical reality. This is a conclusion which physicists have come to. This is in the Chazal, that the light adds and is part of the reality of the world. And this is a very deep concept. Just as we said before, that the main powers of the universe are in the areas which are settled by man. And then there are the margins of the earth. You have the extremities, the North Pole, the South Pole. You have the sea, or you have the deserts. This is not the main part of the earth. And there, you do not have the level of the existence that you find in your populated centers. And you see, man does not live in those areas. Animals live, others, but not man. So do we see that the main part of life in the universe is attached to the light of the sun, to the daylight, and not to the night. And where do we see this? Maral says this on the Posuk in Bolchi Nafshi, where Dovra Melech writes, Toshes Cheshech Vihilailo Bo Tirmais Kol Chaisoi Yo'ar. When darkness comes, then all of the wild animals of the forests and the fields start to move. They come to life. Hakfirim shoagim letoref levakesh mekel ochlom. And the lions start to roar for their food and to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to eat. Tizrach HaShemesh, but once the sun shines, Ye'osefun Ve'alma Einoisam Yirvotsun, they gather together and they go back to their dens. And Yotso Odom, Yetzi Odom Lepoalai, Ulavadosai Adi Orif. And man goes out to work again till nighttime. So we see that the daytime is the domain of man. The nighttime is the domain of the animals and the wild creatures. And the reason for this is because the main life that was given to the universe was intertwined with the physical light of the sun. And that's the domain of the day. And when that is absent, then the whole life of the universe dims and slows up. And then you have your lesser levels of life that come out. Now, this is at the physical level. So is it at the non-physical level. When we speak of the Or of Torah, the light of Torah, we're not referring to a symbolic light. A person studies and he becomes enlightened. He understands many difficulties, many things are clarified. So we say it's a light. Generally we mean symbolically it's a light. It was an enlightenment to him. When you do not understand something, symbolically it's darkness. When you do, it's light. Many people will tell you that when they learn Torah, after they finish, they feel like a new person. Many people come to the yeshiva and they learn first thing in the morning, and they'll tell me if they don't, they don't feel the same. And generally we think it's that stimulation, it's the enlightenment, it's the clarity, we're getting our minds moving, and then it holds us good for the rest of the day, we feel good. This is true, but this is only half the truth. The Chazal tell us that the light of the Torah is not symbolic, just like the light of the sun is not symbolic. Just like the light of the sun is not a symbolic light, but it's a physical light. It's a physical light that comes down, and it's full of nutrients. It's full of physical nutrients and physical vitamins, and it's full of heat. It's full of qualities. The proof of what it's full, because without that light nothing would grow in the world, and with it everything grows. Take a tree and put it in a cave without any light, it'll die. Take it out into the sunlight and there will be life. It carries life-giving powers. And even more so now, what physicists have discovered. It adds to the reality of creation. Take that light away, and not only you cannot see creation, but the whole creation dims. It's as if it winds down, and it runs only on a half a motor. Now this is the physical light of the sun. So is it with the Torah light. When someone studies Torah and he brings Torah into this world and he brings Torah into his mind and into his soul, he is bringing not a symbolic light, but he's bringing a light which is an absolute positive light, which is full of powers, and it's coming into him and into the world. The Meisher Chaim Lutzato, in his Sefer, the beginning of his Sefer, Derech Eitz Chaim, he writes as follows: Halei Kei Dvorai Ki Eish Ne'um Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that my words are like fire. He says, this was not just a symbolic parable, that my words are like fire. But just like fire is full of physical qualities, so is the light of the Torah full of spiritual qualities. Hodienu Sha'atorah hi mamish or echod, that the Torah is actual light given to Israel. Leike chokmas hanochrias v'yedias hachol she'enan el yedias dover ma asher yasig ha'seichel b'torchei. Not like when you study mathematics or you study English or you study physics, which there, if we say I have become enlightened, this is only a symbolic light, that now you understand something which you didn't understand before. But there was no light that had actual qualities in it that came from the book into your mind. The Torah is sanctified, and it comes from the highest sources. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person studies this Torah here in this world, or he asher to'ir b'nishmosai, an actual light which is full of qualities comes into his soul. Lo'agiyo osai el ginze mereimam, and there lifts up his soul to the highest levels, because this is what this light has. Ginze abeire yisborach shemayim, to HaKadosh Baruch himself. B'derech ha'ora opula chazoko, a very, very strong, powerful light. And this is what Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, said in his wisdom, Torah or, the Torah is or. Or mamish, v'lei chokma levad. He didn't mean that it's the light of wisdom. He meant it's actual light. Lei or b'derech dimyon. He didn't mean this as symbolic or a parable. Ela or mamish. Because this is what its mitzvah selamala. This is what its reality is up there. Orbo. And when a person brings it down into his soul, he's bringing something which is actual into his soul. Just like nitzus hashemes be'echod habati. Just like if you would draw the curtains and you would let the sunlight in, you're actually letting something into the house. So when you study Torah, you are letting something into your mind and soul. And the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chad, they're one. So this is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And that's what the Chazal say when it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Or tzaddikim yismach, that this brings great simcha to the righteous. And it states that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nisatev bei ketales v'ivri kesa olam izivo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought light into the world from his garment, ote or kesalma. The light that comes into the world is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. From here, we see how important the learning of Torah is. When a person walks out of the Beis HaMedrash and he faces his day and he says, you know, I feel like another person, it's not only the mental stimulation or the activity, but he's walking out different than he came in. And this is what Chazal bring in so many places, Mar B'Torah, Mar B'Sholom, Mar B'Brocha. The more Torah we can bring into this world, the more bracha we bring into this world. All of the birchis Hashem, because the world nourishes itself from the light of this Torah, which comes into the world. Just like the plants and all the vegetation nourishes themselves, and they grow and they live by the light which comes in from the physical sun. Therefore, David HaMelech said, L'David Hashem Ori, to David. He says, Hashem is my light. His Torah is my light. Who should I fear from? Because his light brings he himself into the world, where it's an absolute reality, and therefore I have nothing to fear. This is the greatest shmirah, the greatest guardianship of the world. An interesting note on this that we said, the Medrash asked the question. David HaMelech said in this vein, Ner leragli veor lenesivosi. It's a candle to my feet. It shows me where to go, and it's a light to my path. So the Medrash says, if it's a candle, it's not a light. Ner is a single candle. Or is unending light. And if it's a light, so it's not a candle. So what does this mean? Omar David, Kishani maskel b'divrei Torah. When I start to study Torah, ma'at ani maskel b'hem b'hem novim. When I start to study Torah, and this anyone who learns Torah will tell you this is how it happens. When you start to learn Torah, especially in your first days, but every day when you start to learn Torah, he says, ma'at, it's a little light. Ve'heim novim. And then slowly the Torah starts to flow. U'kishani nichnas l'seichai. And then as I enter deeper into the Torah, niftochim li sh'orim harbe. Many gates are opened. L'kach nema, therefore he said, ne'er l'raglai dvorecha, that your words are like a candle to my feet. Achakach, and later on, it becomes or l'nesivosi, it becomes an unending light for my path. So that's another explanation in the David Hashem Ori. And then there's one other explanation that we will discuss this evening. When a person lives in this world, he's actually living in darkness. Why? Because there are many things which he cannot understand, and many, many questions. For example, we see one of the greatest questions the Chazal tell us that we have on this world is the injustice of the world. The Hatzlochas Rishoyim and the Yisurei Tzadiki. We see Rishoyim, the evil, Tzitzu Pale Oven, they grow like grass. The righteous, their lot is very, very difficult. Enormous suffering is the lot of the righteous. And it looks like a world without a king, and a king without a mishpat. There's no law, no justice. And who is the balabira? Who's the balabos? It seems like the world runs itself and floats from one place to the other. It's like a ship at sea. And this was something that bothered all of the righteous, and especially David HaMelech, because the Chazal say that a cup of Yisurin, a measure of Yisurin, of affliction, came down to the world, and one third of it was given to David. So he was long suffering. The reason for this, though, is because of the nature of the world. The world is called Olam, which means Helam, Haloma, which means that it disguises the reality. It disguises the truth. And this is why we cannot see the truth in the world. We cannot see the justice. We cannot see the king. We cannot see the mishpat. This is the power of olam hazeh, of this world. And where does it come from? It actually comes from the Avdei Avodah Zarah, from the idolaters, and in particular from Amalek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that as long as Amalek is in this world, Amalek was the great kafir, the great atheist. And he said, as long as Amalek is in this world, then my name is not known and complete, and my throne is not known. In other words, my kingship will not be known, and my name will not be known. And when will it be? Only after Amalek leaves this world. And Amalek was the Zera Esav, was the seed of Esav. That's why it states, for all Moshim Behar Seir, Goy Hashem Echad. When will HaKadosh Baruch Hu be one? When Har Seir, the mountain of Seir, that's the territory of Esav, will be judged. That day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be one, and his throne will be one. But in this day, where Amalek and Esav are in the world, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be known. He will be concealed. Now, where the source, there's even an earlier source for this though. And that is the source of the Nochash HaKadmoni, of the hate of the first serpent. It was the serpent that divided man from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, there was a great bond between them. And the serpent is the one who came and said, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell you? And they said, we can eat from all of the trees of the garden, but not from the Eitz Hadas Tevara, but not from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the serpent said, eat from it, it's good, it's beautiful, it's wonderful, nothing will happen to you, and so forth and so on. So what did the serpent do? He created a wedge between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Until then, there was a strong bond between them. And they were committed to all of his mitzvahs. The serpent is the one who created a wedge and forced man to go astray. And he's called the Mesis Umediach. And this was the source of the world going away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The serpent not only carried man away, we must remember that man was the whole world then. He carried the whole world away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the source in the world for kfira, where one can stand up and deny the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because before you couldn't. Man was too close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the source for the denial of Amalek and Esav. Because the Gemara tells us the arch leader of Amalek was Haman. It says Haman's source was from that tree, from that episode. Now, therefore, as long as these forces are in the world, we are removed from our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We cannot see him. We cannot see him as the king. We cannot see him as the ruler, as the balabais. Adam HaRishon, before the episode of the serpent, What did he see? He was created on the sixth day. And on that sixth day, when he was created, before the serpent, he saw all of the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of the great majesty of Hashem. He saw the whole world bound to Hashem. And he saw the king, the Melech, and he saw the Mishpat. This is what he saw at the time of his creation. This haloma, this concealment, this darkness came later. Came on that day, but later on that day. Now all of the Yomim Tevim, the Mo'adim, the special times that we have, they bring to Klal Yisrael each year a light from their source. For example, Pesach every year brings a light from the Cherus of Mitzrayim, from the freedom of Mitzrayim. Shavuos every year brings a light from Matan Torah, from the giving of Torah. What does Rosh Hashanah bring? Rosh Hashanah, its source is the creation of the world. Hayom Horas Olam. It's the anniversary, the commemoration. Just as Pesach is the anniversary and the commemoration of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, of the going out of Egypt, and Shavuos of the giving of the Torah, Rosh Hashanah is Hayom Horas Olam. It was the day the world was created, the day Adam was created. And what did Adam see when he was created? He saw the greatest Giloi Malchus Hashem, the greatest revelation of the majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was before the helem of the olam, before the darkness and the concealment of the world. And every Rosh Hashanah, some of that light comes back to Klal Yisrael, where they can see through the disguise of the world, through the darkness of the world, the full majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they can see that Hu HaMelech, He is the king, Hu HaShofet, and He is the judge. There cannot be a king without Mishpat, and He exercises judgment and justice in the world. And they can see the entire plan of what's happening to the Rishoyim, to the wicked, and what happens to the Tzaddikim, to the righteous. Therefore, Rosh Hashanah is the great Gilui Ho'or. It's the great revelation. And where it's a dispersion of the darkness. And therefore, it brings a great light to Klal Yisrael and a great simcha to Klal Yisrael. Because the darkness brings a fear. We see, we don't know what's going on. The Rishoyim are growing. There's no justice. And look what's happening to the Tzaddikim, to the righteous, and so forth. And ein simcha ka Torah asfekus. The sages tell us the greatest simcha is when we understand things. And here we see a total picture all the way back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this brings a great simcha and a great light. And the Midrash says, when David HaMelech said, and he was the one who suffered all of the time, LeDavid Hashem Ori, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my light, Zu Rosh Hashanah. He was referring to Rosh Hashanah. This is where he would see the light cast through the darkness to understand the picture which we could not understand before. And therefore, Mimi Ira, who should we fear? We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's long-term plans. We see his ultimate justice. We see his ultimate majesty. Because that, what Adam HaRishon saw before the Chet of the Nochash, before the serpent, that's what's brought back into the Rosh Hashanah. The sages tell us that when we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we blow it twice. So they asked, why do we blow it twice? So the answer given, la'arvev hasotan, to confuse the sotan. So what is the confusion of the sotan? So Tesis brings from the Chazal, because when the sotan hears the shofar the first time, he's not too confused, he's not too worried. But when he hears it the second time, he becomes very worried, because he thinks this is the shofar agodl, this is the great shofar. What is the shofar agodl? Bayom ahu yitoka b'shofar agodl. On that day, when the enemies of Klal Yisrael will be destroyed, and Amalek will be destroyed, and the Melech HaMashiach will come, and on that day, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu as king will be revealed again through the world, Yitoka b'shofar agodl, the sound of the great shofar will be heard. When the sotan hears this twice, he thinks this is the shofar agodl, he becomes very nervous, because this is his death warrant, because the power of the sotan is to disguise and conceal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is his greatest power. And if it's the time for the shofar agodl, this will be the time of these galus, this will be the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to the world, and we see exactly he is the king, and the whole world will see Bayeimahu Yashem HaKadosh Mayachot. He will be known to the whole world. Therefore, we blow it twice to confuse him, and that way he won't be makatreg. The Gemara says we're afraid that he shouldn't be makatreg. He shouldn't come when we blow our shofar. He shouldn't come to act as a kateger, as a prosecutor against us, and disrupt our tekiyos. So this is the explanation. When David said another explanation, when David said, "Le David Hashem Ori, Mimi Ira, Zu Rosh Hashanah." Rosh Hashanah brings a great light to the world, where it casts a light and disperses the darkness of this world, where we are able to see a little of what Adam HaRishon, the first man, saw when he was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Melech, he was the king, he was the judge, the Shefet, and we could see the world in perfection. And therefore, if this is what we can see on Rosh Hashanah, therefore Mimi Ira, who should I be afraid of? This is what David sang to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we gave a number of explanations this evening, which all have a great deal to learn from. In the David Hashem Eiri Mim Ira, and we should all be zeicher to see the great light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we should be written and sealed Sefer Tzadikim Gemurim and the Sefer of the Tzadikim L'chaim U'L'Sholom.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.